I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Sunday, August 10th. Normally at this time of year, we'd be telling you to find a site in the country that's wide open and far from city lights, a good place to watch for shooting stars and meteors.
That's because one of the year's best meteor showers, especially for us in the Northern Hemisphere, peaks every year around August 11th, 12th, or 13th. That's true this year as well. The next few mornings will bring the peak of the annual Perseid meteor shower. During the shower, bits of debris left behind in the orbit of comet Swift-Tuttle will be striking Earth's atmosphere, vaporizing as they fall, leaving streaks in a dark night sky known as meteors.
It's the dark night sky that'll be missing because the moon will be full tomorrow evening. If you live in the city, you might not realize how much light a full moon can cast in the sky. It'll cast enough light in the next few nights to drown all but the brightest meteors in its glare.
So you might catch a glimpse of a meteor or two streaking along in the light of the moon. Even better, don't worry about watching meteors and watch the moon itself in the next few evenings.
There'll be a planet near the moon. This month's celebrity planet, Mars. More about Mars and the moon tomorrow. We have charts showing stars and planets at the Tonight Sky area of EarthSky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.